Let's move up to another tour.
Okay, come on.
Any love?
Ooh.
Oh,
oh,
man.
It's getting hot.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here
now.
It comes.
Let's move into the Any Love tour because I'm gonna let you talk about it. Oh man, there are professional singers who understand how to do things, mm-hmm. and then there's professional singers who won't try to change how you do things.
I like the way you put that.
All right, and Luther knew what he was doing. He had things set up a certain way.
Yep, all ready to go.
Periodically, he would have another artist open up for him, share billing with him. And this tour right here, though, we call it the Heat Tour.
It's hot.
It got hot up in there and with a very well-known vocalist, the lovely Miss Anita Baker. And
love her.
Talented young lady.
Yeah.
And, you know, beautiful voice. But it was just something about that union.
Yeah.
That chemistry.
You know how it gets.
And they bumped heads somewhere there. And you talk about it in the book. And without giving it all away.
Okay.
Let's just hit on it a little bit. And from your point of view, what you saw and how that turned about and how that came to be.
Well, I saw it start, first of all. And I'm not talking about the trouble, but I saw the whole desire. Remember what I said? Luther plans it out in his mind. He dreams about it. So the Heat Tour to him, and if you notice, Luther, of course, loved female vocalists. We all know that. So he was reaching at that point in his career to do things with some of his favorite female vocalists. You know, those that he felt would make a nice union together for a show, a tour. That's how it started. All great in
right.
his mind. That's what he wanted.
He had that vision.
Wanted to bring it together. And so it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you get into things, you know, even from the beginning, there was just things of who should open and who should close, you know. And, of course, this was Luther's tour. Excellent. You know, when promoters, you know, when they approach, he was the one to approach. You know, she was added on as that one that he wanted, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right,
to
right.
him, she was just as important. But it was his tour. So in that whole thing, ego started to flare. And you know, there were things being done that Luther didn't like. I just want to say this.
Okay, because I don't want to give away too much of it.
No. But I didn't need to get into why. Yeah, because it's twisted. Because, see, I can always go back on, like I told you, how Luther treated us.
Okay.
We were him. Okay, whatever he had, we had. You know, and our whole entourage, we were all family. It was like backstage was our home, so we were comfortable. Everybody walking around like they wanted, you know, they didn't have to. But anyway, so when it came to the point when she wanted the backstage cleared, that's when things started getting a little
heated.
What she did, she would stop the production of everything else going on, and Luther had a huge show, so his show would suffer. If you got to clear a whole hallway for like 20 minutes, you're stopping production in a major concert. So that's how it started, y'all. And then once you get the book, it heats up. That it's not called the Heat Tour for nothing. And again, I like kind of sum it all up to, sometime huge egos in a room just don't go together, you know.
You got to get the book, guys. That's
yeah,
all I'm gonna tell
yeah,
you.
You
yeah. got to get the book because you get to read about Luther in action.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have to put your foot down.
You do. And you have to defend your turf.
Amen to that.
And that's what Luther was doing.
And we're going to stop there.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to give away no more because they got to get the book. And the one thing I know is about this book, the chapters are very interesting. And if you notice that I'm going by each tour, it's a reason why I'm doing that because Kevin made it so easy for me. He titled each chapter the name of the tours, man. And what inspired you to do that?
I wanted to do that. And you know what else I wanted to do? I have the passes for each tour.
Really?
And I wanted to put the passes on every page to show everybody this was the pass for that tour. But legalities.
Oh, man.
And we didn't want to take that step. But I wanted to do it so I could show everyone the chronological order of how things happened, how the journey took place from the beginning to the end, step by step. Which is tour by tour all the way up to the end. That's why I did that, because I thought the readers would get into it like that. I'm glad that you did.
I did. And you know what it did? It took me back. I felt like I was going back to all the concerts again. The way you did it, I mean, it was just amazing. I mean, and as we slide up into the Here and Now tour, this song right here is one amazing song.
Yeah.
It's one amazing song. And you was mentioning about you have all of the passes, the backstage things that you wanted to put. I'm curious about one thing, like even to right now, where is, because people know me, I'm a Temptation fanatic, and I've always liked their choreography, but one thing I love was their attire.
Okay.
And like Lincoln said, you guys wore some of the best outfits there. I mean, this was not no go down to the corner and get an outfit.
No, with glitter on it. Nope.
You go into it in this book, and you explain the details of these outfits.
Oh, boy. Real detail. Real money.
The amount of money that was spent on these gowns, not just a dress. Leasing them, the girl, they wore gowns, and you had custom made. I mean, Luke,
everything. The shoes were made for me. Our shoes were made, and I know
custom
people do
made
that.
Shoes.
Everything you saw was custom made from head to toe for you to fit your personality, to fit you, so that you were comfortable. How do you like this KO? How do you feel in that KO? You know, he had his choice of colors and style, and he would style you.
But he asked you how you feel in it.
How you feel in it?
Luther Vandross asking KO for his opinion.
How you feel? And if we said, like the girls, I don't know, the skirt, it's hurting me. It's a little too long, and I'm having a hard time. He would say, okay, we're going to correct that. And what he would do would have them correct it to where they can work with that gown. Because, you know, those trains, not the ball gowns, the trains.
The train, right.
I know ladies know, if y'all take one step backwards, y'all can just call it a day. It's over. So you never want to step backwards in a train. Do you know how hard those girls had to concentrate not to step backwards on stage?
Wow.
Always had to go forward or walk around. So anyway, that was gunmetal, cut glass. Everything you saw was real materials on those gowns.
Wow.
And that's why they weighed 40 and 50 pounds. It was incredible, man.
Man, it was a beautiful sight.
Oh, boy.
It was a beautiful sight to see. I mean, believe it or not, people sometimes went and were trying to guess what color y'all would wear. What color would they wear? What they going to have on now? What are the girls going to have on? And, I mean, the girls, they, oh, my God. I mean, this book, so amazing, Through the Eyes of Kevin Owens, background singer for Luther Vandross, for over 20 years, he was there, shared dressing rooms with the man.
For 20 years.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes artists at the level of a Luther Vandross, they're not going to share no background with their background singer.
You only get to see them, some of them.
So, I mean.
Only on stage when you're working for them.
I read something in the book where on the door it says, Luther Vandross and Kevin Owens dressing room.
That's right. That's right. And I asked him about that. I said, Luther, are you serious? He said, listen, KO, this is your dressing room too. He said, me and you ain't here. He said, hey, you have a right to that too.
Wow.
He always gave everyone around him their props. I mean, you know, because he had the best people around him. He felt and he treated us well. We were happy with him. He knew it. We were family. And he just wanted us to have, like I said, what he had. You know, he made the big bread. But and he paid us very well. We were some happy people.
Y'all were happy.
Yeah, we were happy people. Wow. Within his, you know, I was, you know, everybody has a different story. I got to say
that.
But for the most part, come on, man. I was living out my dream. I know that much.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the voice of Mr. Kevin Owens right here on WHCR 90.3 FM, The Love Zone. Special guest tonight as we take you through his memoirs of over 25 years with the legendary Mr. Luther Vandross right here. We're up to the Here and Now tour in the book, and we're going to slide in because during this here, you guys got the chance to go out to Wembley and perform live and record it live. And I'm telling you, Voice Distribution has this DVD in the online store. That's right. We have it. It's Luther Vandross live at Wembley Stadium. And I'm going to pull him off the mic and let you hear how this man started off this song that so many of y'all love to hear him sing. You're listening to Kevin Owens.
Oh,
He's slaying it, Kevin.
Yeah, come on. Every night.
And you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm going to go back because I don't think they heard how he started it. Kevin, man, you on stage. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I got a chance to perform with one of the greatest Temptations of all time, Ollie Woodson.
Yeah.
And I was on stage with him. And I know I had to. It was just goosebumps. Just I was working with the best of the Temptations in my opinion.
You
working with Luther. And this man has a microphone on stage. The lights are out. It's nothing on but the light on the microphone. And I'm going to do it again. He walks by the microphone like this. I've never seen nothing like it. Never saw nothing.
And the sound man, like I said, had to be on it. You got to time that man.
Oh, my God.
Man, you better press the right button at the right time.
Man, and guess what? Right there, he already got the crowd.
Yeah.
The crowd is done. We're out of our feet. We're screaming.
And he ain't seen the first note.
And he ain't even sing a note yet. But that's professionalism in him. That was him.
Yeah. Luther wanted you to be quiet. It's like, you know, most people want you to go, oh, wow, wow, wow. Luther would, the best audiences for him was the audiences that you can hear a pin drop.
And guess what?
Because he wanted you to hear him, then you can tell him what you thought.
What you just said there says a whole lot because that tells you the respect and the love that his fans had for him. Because I witnessed it and you said it.
Yeah.
You could hear a pin drop at a Luther Vandross concert.
Oh boy.
Because we want to hear him do and use a tool, an instrument, like no other human being I've ever heard. I mean, Luther would take a word and just, everybody else can say love, but Luther would go, love.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
man,
yeah,
it just, it would just,
something.
Yeah, you know, he would Lutherize it.
Yeah, Lutherize it. That's it.
You know, that's what he would do.
Lutherize it. That's right.
And
like Simonize it. Yeah.
I'm going to get on to another song later on because we're going to hit on something else. But see this right here? This is just him at work.
Every night he did this song. This is that song every night you got to sing.
Guess what? If you don't have Luther Vandross live at Wembley, you need to go to mauricewatts.com or voicedistributions.com because it's there. It's available for you. Support a station that's here in your community, all right? Remember, proceeds from your purchases at the online store there helps keep the Love Zone on the air, helps keep WHCR on the air. You need to witness this man. If you've never, ever seen a Luther Vandross concert, this DVD, Live at Wembley. And I'm going to get into the politics about that concert because the what you call them, the Londonites or the people over in London that the critics that didn't think, they had the nerve. Well before we we got to take care of this right here.
They had the nerve.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Back to the business. They had the nerve to doubt that he could pull it off? I mean,
that's right.
There's a segment in the book with that now that no one in their right mind would ever challenge Luther.
they were tearing him up. The critics were kind of tearing him up in London. They can be rough, you know, the critics in London. They came at him, and then Luther, when they came at him, the result was 10 sold-out shows.
Say it again.
10.
10.
Sold-out shows.
Didn't think he could do one.
Didn't think he can survive a week or whatever. 10. We sat there in London.
I love it, man. He said, take
ten.
That.
Yeah, take that. Right about that.
You're listening to Luther Vandross live at Wembley. A house is not a home. Get down, Luther. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face Work it, Luther. Work it. Now, K.O., you're on stage. At this part, I think y'all sitting back on the stools watching him. I mean, what's going through your mind when you just watching the master?
Well, actually, every night when he did this song, mm-hmm. we were changing.
Okay.
But it was a moment, though. He's always being heard through the sound system in the dressing room.
Okay.
So I could always get my cue. But I always listened. As I was getting dressed, I never... even in the dressing room, as I'm changing on the song, even on stage, every song, every night, never got tired of it, man. Never, ever. And even today, when I still listen, I still get teary-eyed. And it's the missing part, but it's the beauty of the songs that that's in my soul and spirit right now, you know? It's part of me. Every night, the bass resonating, all that stayed in my body. You know what I'm saying?
I know, man, okay. Because it just make you get ugly in the face. it just
ugly.
It just make you get ugly.
Make you get ugly, yeah.
And then... Oh! He slays this song. Yeah. He slays this song. Some of the greatest musicians are playing right here.
Yes.
It's a team, it's a unit that makes this so amazing. Here go that word love.
What'd I tell you?
That's it.
What did I tell you? He could take the word love and just... I
said... Yeah, Maurice, do it now. Come on. Maurice, you see how quiet the room is?
It's all quiet, man.
Yeah.
It's all quiet.
You hear them scream after you do it, but while he's doing it...
He said, you hear right there is the late, the great Mr. Luther Vandross. We're blessed this evening to have his background singer Kevin Owens in the studio. He's giving you the dibs. He's telling you how it is. His memoirs, being on stage with this man 25 or more years. Watching the master, being a part of it. If you want to know more about it, it's in his book, So Amazing. It's at mauricewatts.com. You hear that instrument of his vocals? Got them screaming. Best that ever did it. The mole has been broken, y'all. The mole is broken. The mole is broken, baby.
I remember this night. Something funny happened.
Talk to me.
Y'all just heard the with me. see how long he held it? Mm-hmm. He looked at Nat and said, "Too long, too long." I remember.
Oh my God.
It was funny.
This is my man. He's here with us, Kevin Owens, y'all. Background singer for Luther Vandross, y'all. Give it up for the late, the great Luther Vandross, the best that ever do it on this one, y'all.
God bless you, Luther.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, it's a part of during the show that I love. It's a part that I love to hear. This is one of the best part of the show, and this is where you get to find out what Kevin Owens can really do. And this is the man, Luther Vandross, who is not ashamed to interrupt his show, to stop his show, to let you know.
Of the group Ray Goodman and Brown. Yes, he is. We want to take you to this song. I love this song, Kevin. He found love on a two-way street. Show us, Kevin. Yeah.
And lost it on a lonely and lost it on a lonely highway.
You bad, Kevin.
Nah.
You are bad, boy. You hear that, Ronnie?
Hey.
Did you hear that, Ronnie?
I can't believe I'm sitting this close to him.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Yeah, yeah. This is the man right there.
Me and
I'm
Ronnie
telling
hang
you.
Out left rack.
My head's
I'm telling you, man. Kev, when you, the first time I seen you do that in a show is when, because I didn't know then that you was part of Ray Goodman and Brown. Mm. And when I seen you, because he said, he is the lead singer of Ray Goodman. I said, no, he's not.
Yeah, who is that? I know he's that.
I said,
what are you talking about?
That's your background singer. He's been with you so long. What are you talking about? And when you dropped off in there, I said, oh, oh.
I thought you knew about the transition with Harry.
I didn't know
really?
About that.
Wow.
I knew Harry had left out, but I didn't know that you had came in, and I didn't know
wow.
who was on the record was who I've been seeing on stage with Luther. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
I didn't connect the two.
I got you.
I did not connect it.
Well, you know, Harry, the only record that I did do with Ray Goodman Brown is are those three that we did mm-hmm. after Harry, after
right.
the Harry incident.
Right. right.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like... Okay, and when he said that, and I said, no, he's not. But when you hit the note, I said, oh, yes, it is. I mean, but Kev, I mean, your tenor is immaculate, man. I mean, just,
thank God for that.
I hear a lot of tenors. Mm-hmm. And, but you, when I send you that day, drop off into that, and, man, I'm sitting here now, man. Ronnie, it just rocks me, man. The boy right here is bad. You're bad.
I thank you.
You are amazing.
The most high, the most. But you know,
you are amazing, man.
Because every day, man, you know, I wake up, it's like, thank you for letting me do what I love to do every day.
You are amazing. Mm-hmm. If you're tuning in late, you're listening to Mr. Kevin Owens. He's here as we take you through some of the parts of his new book, So Amazing, Through the Eyes of Kevin Owens. It's available for you at mauricewatch.com. And remember, those of you that do purchase this book, part of the proceeds are going towards the Love Zones, WHCR fundraiser to help keep us on the air. And mentioning other, it's another organization that part of the proceeds from
right.
your sales are going
just
to.
Say, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got them. Like, sure, yeah, we know, you know.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. What Voice Distribution had, we're supporting WHCR and mm-hmm. through your personal sales at the concerts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the foundation?
It's called the Key Foundation. But the award ceremony, that part of the proceeds, ladies and gentlemen, just like Maurice said, that goes to WHCR. Well, when you purchase So Amazing, part of my promise and my commitment with this book, like I said, I wanted to start something
mm-hmm.
to perpetuate Luther's legacy in the aspect of giving. Luther used to give jobs, money, awards, whatever, gifts to all of our children, whoever bought a good report card. So if you bought Luther a good report card, he would give you a job. Either you worked as a tech or whatever. You got paid per diem every week. So when you're 14 and 15 making $300 a week, you know, out on the road having fun, that inspires you. I saw Luther inspire a lot of our children. And so with this, that's what I want to do. I want to do the LV Scholarship Award. So part of the proceeds from this book is going to institute that, and we'll be giving away scholarship money every year or every 2 years. All that has to be worked out to, you know, to send kids to college. So
beautiful,
it's not
thing,
just a book to get rich and all that, and then tell my story. No, 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 no.
Right.
I promised Luther I would do things.
Now, you mentioned about like how you're helping people. Luther was a helper, like you said. Mm-hmm. And this next record that I'm getting ready to play, a lot of Love Zone listeners are not aware of. And I think the last time I played it for you, it surprised you when I had it also.
Oh.
Let's take it back. Let's take it back, baby.
Wow, Mario.
That Time Again album. Now, while you're with Luther, in between a tour, you're in the studio, you're working on things, and this is a beautiful part of this book here. When Luther comes up to you and he has a track or whatever, and he's like, I'll wait on my part, you know, and I'm listening to you. So, you can tell me better than I can. Let's give him a little snippet of that part of the book, man.
One day, Luther and I was sitting at the Pac-Man machine in the dressing room just wasting time, and I was whipping him in Millipede. And I started to tell him of my new label and the projects that I was working on. I was starting my new album. So, you know, after playing some more Millipede, and I'm smacking him around a little bit on that, he says, hey, K.O., why don't we do a duet on your album? And I said, really? I said, you would do a duet with me? He said, of course, K.O., I'll do it for you. I said, really? So I jumped up and grabbed him, started kissing him and everything, but he pushing me off. But yeah, but that's how that came about. And shortly after that, he had a talk with me. You know, anything that he's involved in, you know, we got to do this
business,
right.
Business, yep.
Got to do it. He's got to be right. So he said, would you mind Nat producing? I said, no. You know, I was like, of course. I said, that's what I had in mind, Luther. I said, I wanted to use us. I said, I want to do us with this. He said, great. So all the background singers, everybody, all the band, we recorded it. And what Luther did, in addition, you know, you got to go through a whole lot of legal stuff with Sony. He was with Sony then. Sony was in objection to this at first. And Luther said, K.O., don't worry, I'm going to smooth it out for you.
Mm.
He went back, and next thing he came back to me and says, K.O., we're going to do the song. This is Luther, y'all.
Listen to Luther, y'all. Yeah. On Kevin's album.
You're part of every thought. Day, baby. Your name is using every phrase my lips say. Pretty baby, every dream I dream is about you. Honey, I couldn't live without you.
This is Kevin Owens back on his solo project, man. Oh, my goodness, Kay. Beautiful, beautiful.
Endless
man.
Love. I see you jamming.
Oh, yeah. Mention the Endless Love. Kevin is in the Love Zone chat room. For those of you that comes online to mauricewatch.com, you can see him. Or those of you that are on the WHCR.org camera, you can see him. Or on the Love Zone Ustream camera. I think this one is on. Yes, it's on. I mean, we got cameras all around here, so you can make sure you see him and Ronnie over there. But we want to acknowledge some of the listeners who are in there. Want to say hello to Debbie Russell.
Hey, Debbie.
And Debbie is checking in from, where's Debbie at now? Because Debbie moves around. Debbie's in Virginia. And I also want to say hello to LTTNDC. All right, he's sitting there listening to the Love Zone. I want to say, oh, there go my girl, Hope. Hey, Hope, baby. That's my California love right there in the corner. Hey, girl. She's checking in from California. Adela is listening in from Charlotte, North Carolina. The lovely Denise Renee is listening. Cliff out in New Jersey, Inglewood, New Jersey, and of course Janet Rowley and Viola are still in the lovely Endless Love. Always got to acknowledge the listeners around the world, and look, more of them is popping in here. Boo Boo 212 from New York is checking in the Love Zone chat room also. It's a beautiful thing, Kev. It's a beautiful thing, man. And hey, for you to be there chatting with them, I mean,
yeah.
Having fun, man. I mean,
I'm trying to keep up with the talk and the typing, y'all. Y'all move too fast for me, y'all. I'm not that Facebook guru that y'all, you know, they typing away.
Oh, my goodness. We're going through the memoirs of Kevin Owens, working background, on tour, traveling, having fun. I mean, The ups, the downs, the business, the ins and the outs. It's in all in this book here. And another thing that comes with this book is some great collector items photos, man. I mean, you have photos with you on stage there with them. I'm just looking at you. Y'all, when I see these pictures in this book, it just takes me right back, man. I mean, yeah. It's definitely a beautiful, beautiful
project. I wanted
project.
To make it fun. I wanted the book to be fun. Like I say, it's like a journey. So I wanted it to be fun. I like a lot of eye candy because a lot of people have questions, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't see. You know, I just wanted to make the book fun. I really did.
You know what you did, man, and I don't even think you know the impact that you had on or have now on us Luther Vandross fans is you've given us that extra thing that was missing from every Luther Vandross fan that you've given us in this book. It's a lot we're not saying because we want to make sure that they get the book.
Yeah.
But there's so much insight on the man himself, the legend. The best that ever did it. And for you, no one else could have did this book because Luther, his life was music.
Mm-hmm.
And you spent all those years in his music life with him.
Mm-hmm. And I was a sponge.
And like I said, to be in the dressing room with him, even that gave you more insights, more one-on-ones with the man, you know.
Really?
It was just something that and for you to write it and to bring it out. And, I mean, everything is in here, guys. I mean, it's too much for me to go through in one night.
Yeah.
It is definitely it is, man. I mean, it's too much to go through in one night. I mean, you've taken us back during your days with Ray Goodman and Brown, your childhood all the way up, your blessings to be with Luther, your solo project. Here's another track from his solo CD. It's the title track of the album. It's That Time Again. This is Kevin Owens, right here on The Love Zone.
A time to say yes, a time to say no, a time to discover new love forever and ever. True love can be found the second time.
Tuned in late. That man that you hear singing right there, that remarkable tenor, it's the one and only Mr. Kevin Ray Owens, current lead singer of Ray Goodman and Brown, along with Ice, Billy Brown.
Billy
I gotta say Billy Robinson. Yeah, baby. Oh my God. But as we continue, because eventually, he ends up back with Ray Goodman and Brown. But we go on. The beautiful thing about this book, like I said, he takes you tour by tour. And we don't have time to go through every tour. So we're going to skip a couple of tours. But to show you what I meant by when Luther Vandross records an album and how he brings every piece of instrument with him onto this stage. The phones are jumping. And I told the listeners we're going to try to make sure that we let them all get in. But I'm asking them to bear with me a little bit. As we bring up this next track right here on The Love Zone, Luther Vandross did a tribute album. It was a collection of all his favorite songs.
Yes.
And Luther is a man that if you let him sing your song, you are the biggest fool in the world. Because Luther will own it after he put his touch to it. And that's what he did with the CD songs. I mean, he took you through some of the most beautiful classic soul love songs ever done. I mean, and he just gave, and everyone can't do a remake.
No.
Luther don't do remakes. He just
remakes
does
it.
He remakes it.
He remakes the remake.
You know,
yeah.
He just remakes it and makes it his own. And he did a classic that Dinah Ross and Lionel Richie did. And people really thought that that couldn't be done any more than once they did it. But he went out to the Royal Albert Hall Did I announce that right? The Royal, Royal Albert Hall. And he put on another performance.
There was a major diva in the wings.
And he brought a diva with him.
Waiting for me.
Just like he had her on the album. He brought her out.
Yes.
She made her appear.
Out of somewhere.
Out of somewhere. Luther at his best. Bringing his visions to stage. That's what a real entertainer does. Make sure his fans get their money's worth. Ladies and gentlemen, Luther Vandross and Mariah Carey.
There's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love.
To share all my love with you. Hey, you, no one else will do. You know your eyes, they tell me how much you care. Oh, yes, you will love.
Tell me about it, Kev. First time you met Mariah Carey.
Ooh. Wow. I always thought that she was something, always, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember years and years ago when she first, before she put out her record, I think it was Lisa, somewhere, me, Lisa, Cindy, somebody, I think it was Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
We went to some club somewhere and she was performing.
Okay.
And Tommy Mottola was in the club.
Okay.
And so that was for, you know, the big whatever, but... Yeah, then I saw this girl, but then Maurice with Luther, when she, you know, after all her, she was famous, you know, she made all these records. Her persona, her presence.
Yes.
She's got something, man. At least I know it hit me. When Mariah walked in the room, she had this steady, calm, wow. It was very strong, whatever it was, but it was very calm. But it was very present, very confident, you know, sweet. I got all of that. She blew me away. Her aura blew me away first. You know, and she's bad girl.
She bad.
Yeah.
She bad.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find the right word.
Hey. Yeah, she bad. And you know how she bad?
Yeah.
Luther picked her to perform on his album.
So you know.
And he only picks the best.
Only picks the best.
Only picks the best. Watch it, y'all. That's KO, y'all. Oh, my goodness. That's back there. 1994. Wow. Between there and the next one, you had the chance to get back with the boys.
Yeah.
Ray Goodman and Brown.
Yeah.
And they also went into the studio again.
That's right. Yeah, I went back and forth. I was back and forth at that point.
And that's the good thing. That tells you the professionalism in Luther also, because here you are, his background singer. But he respected Billy and Al for allowing you to come with him in the beginning.
Yep.
When they needed you, he allowed you to go with them.
But you know, really, that only happened three times.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, while... After Harry passed,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they didn't have anybody as a lead singer, Wade Elliott came in.
Okay.
You know, Cliff Perkins of Soul Generation came in.
Gotta say what's up to them.
Yeah, those are my boys. Yes, that's right. I know. I love them. Those are my boys. So they came in and were filling that gap, you know. And then when I finally came off the road, you know, I had that slot. But Luther allowed me. Al and Billy really needed me for some critical things. He said, Kevin, we got to have you for this. So, They came and talked to Luther, and I talked. He said, okay, KO. And Luther would suffer with that. I mean, Luther flew me back to Atlantic City to choreograph the girls, to rehearse the girls, so that they would be used to being without me. Wow. Yeah. He said, K.O., I want you to rehearse them, but I want you to take yourself out of it. Mm. Take yourself out of it so they can get used to not feeling you, because all of them keyed in on me. You know, I was like a dance guy. You know what I'm saying? Right. All the girls will I'm telling you, Kevin, we saw you move. You helped us. You give us cues, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. It was critical. Yeah.
It's so amazing. Yes, it's all in here, y'all. It's all in this book. It's the good. it's the heat. It's the amazing.
It's the heat.
And there's even some scary moments. You know, we're going to jump to a chapter where my late brother Al Goodman took a trip to the motherland.
Yes.
And you talk about it in this book here. And this here is Kevin Owens back with the guys singing a song that a fan wrote on a review, said, Harry, we love you dearly. And we know you did it first, they said, but Kevin Owens just took this one from you, Harry.
But you know what? I did the demo for Harry Ray before he recorded it.
Oh, you serious?
Before I was with the group.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I say.
A pretty love song with a great melody.
Now, I had to go play Harry's version, and then I played this one, and I'm like,
you mess with Harry. Man.
I know, but guess what? I had to go with the fan review on this one, though, because the fans spoke.
Oh, they will speak.
And to this day, the Love Zone still get requests for this version. Right here,
okay,
in the Love Zone.
They probably don't know of it, probably, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you was in the book and you told us something funny, man, about the security over there in Africa and the fellas on their way back to after performing.
Oh yeah, Well, real quick, that one at that time, that was when apartheid was just ending.
Yes,
and we went over in the midst of that. But this story in particular that you're talking about, there's a whole bunch of them. Y'all gonna read.
Gotta read it, y'all. Gotta read it.
We, at that time, you know, the country was in a little bit of unrest. You know, you know what happens. And there was no transportation. So now that our people can get out and go and move, they had to create a transportation system. So they had these vans.
Mm-hmm.
It's typically just like New York, Queens, vans. Everybody's buying vans and transporting people. So that's big business now. So the robbers and the gangs, you know what happens.
Yeah.
They started sticking up the...
But I tell you what, we're going to stop right there.
Okay.
Because we ain't going to tell them what happens and what goes down. We're going to let them know what station they're listening to.
I talk too much.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, we're going to keep on moving because I'm just teasing them with a little bit because they definitely need to make sure that they get the book. And I'm going to tell you something. If you guys who have ordered it and that requested the autograph copies, Kevin has signed them already, and they are definitely, and the people in the chat room, wow, I mean, it is filling up in there.
Yeah,
now.
I see.
We got to say what's up to new people that have come in the chat room. Got to say what's up to Michael Ray down in Pennsylvania.
Okay, there he goes, yeah.
Yep, we got to say what's up to Maverick up in the Poconos.
Maverick, the Poconos, that's your home up
Lady
there, man.
Lady Maverick, yes. Missy said, time to get a drink. What you drinking, Missy?
Missy, I'm with you. I wish I had something. I'm a beer man. I like dark beers. I like nice beers.
All right.
I'm a beer man. All Anybody right. got a cold beer out there?
Oh, man. We want to thank all the listeners coming in the chat room. They're 15 deep down in there. And it's a beautiful thing, man. And that's why it's like, Luke, I have a vision for things and I can't stay standard. You know, and this Love Zone chat room, it was a dream I've always wanted to do. I wanted to make sure the listeners always heard us. And then I wanted to make sure first we had it one way where they can only see us. And then I wanted to be where I could feel like I'm in their living room, like Luther had you in his living room on stage. So it's a beautiful thing. And to see them all around the world and seeing when they wear their Love Zone T-shirts and things like that.
And you deserve it, Maurice. And we ain't said nothing about you. I know you're interviewing me, but I've known you since the beginning, and and I've seen you grow, and
Thank you
deserve
man.
It. Is anybody that, again, that's warm at heart, a good man, a good family man, holds it down, is good to people, shows a lot of love and appreciation, you're it. And I thank you, brother. You deserve every bit of it and more.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
So come on, y'all. Let's spread his program all over the world.
That's right, man. Please, please, you know. And don't forget, you know, around 10 o'clock, we remind you guys, make sure you order your Love Zone T-shirts, all right? Make sure if you say you love it, walk around, wear it, advertise it, and let them know that they can tune in to WHCR 24 hours a day for sure. We're going to pull up off of the Ray Goodman and Brown track then. We're going to move into one of my favorite parts of the Radio City Music Hall tour. He comes back, and this is an amazing concert.
You know what that means, right?
You know what it means, y'all?
It's going to be tonight.
Luther talk trash on stage, too, boy. He would tell you, man. But this song right here, oh, my God. Let me track this real quick. Yeah. Creeping. I mean, y'all get down on this song, and when y'all creep, 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 and then, Ronnie, what about 19 more? Creep, 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 creep. Now tell me, was that planned that way, or do he sometimes just go off and just give y'all any number? 16 more, 15 more, or is it always 19 more?
19 more.
It's always 19.
You know, we got to, because musically, I don't know if we can get more in there. He worked it out to 19.
Man, you know, and here goes another part, what you mentioned about Luther caring about you guys and making sure y'all was comfortable. Because it was during a practice, and like you said, y'all guys wear some steps, some shoes, the girls with these heels, during the rehearsal, Lisa slipped.
Yeah.
And you caught her before she hit her head.
Before she hit the ground, yeah.
And y'all went in the dressing room and came up with a solution. Just a simple fix of rubber soles on the bottom or something.
Right.
And Luther wasn't like, no, I don't care, I want it this way. He looked after y'all.
He did.
Your safety and everything. And if y'all came up with an idea that worked, that's what I like about this book that I'm reading. Mm-hmm. See, if you don't read this book, you may go around the world thinking Luther was a.k.a. Mr. Knew-It-All.
Mr. Dictator,
Dictator and all that. But he opened up to ideas. I listened to the makings of some of these shows and stuff, and y'all input, he took it.
Yeah, yeah. But when you have people that good around you, he respected your opinion, you know, and... Yeah, and if it fit into what he was saying, that's a good idea. Let's try that, you know?
This song here, Creep Creep, oh, man, I mean, y'all just, it's so smooth. That you man, when he would do that, man, I mean, I don't even know how you can stay on your choreography, because everyone that pays the ticket to come to Luther Vandross concert come to hear him do that.
Yes, sir.
Because can't know. And that's what gets me. How dare somebody else try to do that?
I know, right?
Are they crazy?
I know.
Are they crazy?
You can't mess with Luther unless you can mess with him, or at least get somewhat.
You know, I mean.
It's hard. You can't mess with him.
Come on.
Can't mess with him.
Luther recorded another album after this Radio City Music Tour. And this record here is a very special record. I remember my wife came into the room and she said, "Hey, boo," she said, "Luther made a record for you and MJ." And I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "I'm telling you, when you listen to this record, because MJ, when I was with the Empress of Soul with Ollie Woodson, number one, he was born to Ollie Woodson's music. In the labor room, we had Ollie Woodson music play. We was Ollie Woodson fanatics, you know. and when I went on the road with Ali, before I went out, he sent me the tape for the dude practice the choreography and stuff. And he said, you know, just get the songs down packed. Don't worry about the choreography. I said, how many songs are we going to do? He said, we're doing 21 Temptation hits. I'm like, but I only got 3 days. How is this going to work out? You know, so he said, don't worry. Just get the vocals. Don't worry about the steps.
Don't worry. Get the vocals.
Yeah, that's what he said. Don't worry about the steps. You know, we're going to bookshelf you, put you on the end. But so he sent me the video they show and stuff. So I'm up there and I'm practicing them steps, because I had the words and stuff. I knew all the Temptation stuff, you know. But I didn't know that this young baby, when he was 2 months old, he was in a swing back there. And one day his mother went to take him out the swing, and she starts crying, lighting up the room. So she put him back in and realized that he liked watching daddy practice for the temp show. And I didn't realize it then, but he grew up and he learned our whole 90-minute set. And that's why he's now on the Temptations website. He, as a 2-year-old, that's my son on the Temptations.com. That's him doing our set. And he know it inside
See
out.
See that? He was absorbing all of that.
So I would come home and I would go in and music would come on a certain record. I would pick my little baby son up and we'd go in the living room and we would dance together. And we would spin around and all that. And the day she came in and said, "Boom," she said, "Lupe wrote a song for you and MJ." I said, "Are you serious? What are you talking about?" I'm telling you, you got to hear it, Mo. And when she played this song right here, "Dance with My Father,"
that was it.
That was it. And to this day, you watch anywhere Maurice Jr. is in this world, if you see him and that record come on, he looks up and he looks around for his dad. And no matter where we are in the house, we come and we embrace. I used to could pick him up still and dance, but we will still dance together now at 13 years old. To this song
that's
here.
That's precious, buddy.
This song will always be special. And we know he wrote it about his father and about all dads, but in the Watts home, Luther Vandross wrote this record here for me and my son. When he created this record, you got the chance to hear it before it came out. And he warned you about something before you listened to it. He warned you.
Yes, he did. He told me what I would do. And I cried.
And you cried.
He said, "KO, every guy that I played it for does the same thing. So don't feel crazy, you know?" Yeah. He knew it. He knew this was going to be it. That pop hit that he was looking
for. That he'd been looking for.
He knew it.
How much did that bother him that through the years that, I mean, we know about the R&B hits, but he never got that pop one that he wanted.
Because he felt that he was that great of a singer that, you know, and again, you know the politics in music, that you know why he didn't all them years. You know, they trying to keep us in an R&B band. They try to keep us in these veins when our music is universal. So in that, you know, there was always that climb. You know, he felt he was there, but like, how come I don't have that record that's across the board everywhere? And he always wanted it. And that was it, man.
This was it.
Yes,
this one here. This one here, I mean, and it did it. It did it for him. It took him, and it touched so many souls. And you know what? Our community needed this record. And I don't even think he know the impact he had on fathers and sons with this record, because in the community, it brought dads back home. It gave dads that bond again with their son, you know. And I have no shame in saying how much I love my two boys. You know, I love them to death. And I kiss MJ now every night. He'll be 23 years old. I'm still going. If he's home, I'm still going to the room and kiss him goodnight. You know, so if Luther ain't leave me anything, he left this one for me right here.
Okay, Mars.
And I want to thank you, Kevin. We're running out of time, but the book is a great book. And did I leave out anything that you did want to hit on, man?
Wow, just that, you know, just want to let everybody know how much Luther really loved you. That, you know, just like I wake up every day and I thank God for what this gift that he's given me to sing, and I love to do it every day. Well, you know, Luther, again, everything he did was to make you happy. Because if you put a thumbs up for him, that made his existence real to him. He was just there to do what he was sent here to do. And he appreciated it when you appreciated what he gave you.
Yeah. We're always going to be thinking about him. Because we know he was thinking about us. My man DJ Howie D is in the Love Zone real quick. You got Kevin Owens in there, man.
Howie
Grab
D.
Mike one, man, and
What's
say
up,
something
Howie?
To the brother right there, man.
Thing, man.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
All right, hanging in there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
Good to be seen, as they say, right?
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing,
man,
right?
Man. Yes, it is.
The book is so amazing. Through the Eyes of Kevin Owens, lead singer Ray Goodman and Brown, background singer for Luther Vandross for life.
For life.
For life, baby.
For life.
We didn't get to touch on it, but we're going to close out with this part of it. The passing of Luther came after this album here. And for those that don't know, we know that he had a stroke and he was fighting with diabetes.
Right, yeah.
And things like that. And he was a worker. And I read in the book where you told him, slow down, Lou.
Yeah.
Slow down. Y'all would tell him to slow down.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think I'm not going to touch on that subject because we've had such a beautiful, uplifting, spiritual moment right here. And we want to go out remembering Luther the way we love them, singing, making hits like this, making us think about it. I got to say what's up to Vivian Teller. She loves this record. When she hears, she said, I always think about you, voice. So thank you, baby. To my listeners around the world, we want to thank you for tuning in to this beautiful interview. I hope you enjoyed it. Those of you who tried calling and we couldn't get through, I want to apologize. I'm gonna take one more real quick. 90.3 FM, what's your name? Where you calling from? Oh, well, that one, they got away. They blew it.
Yep, that's it.
They heard Ronnie Wright, photographer of the stars, baby. Thank you, man.
It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you, man. Thank you for that beautiful cover shot of Kevin Owens.
Yeah, Ronnie, thank you.
Definitely, man.
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. Kevin, it's a beautiful project.
Thank you,
Thank you for chatting with the Love Zone listeners. They enjoyed you.
I enjoyed them. This is fun.
You can do it from home. We have other artists. Cliff Perkins always in the chat room. He home, ain't doing that. Log in. Hang out.
Yeah.
You know. The fans love when you guys come in and do that.
Okay.
You know?
All right, real Maurice. Quick. I have been absent quite a bit from things.
Well, I tell you
I've
what.
Been working. But.
They going to let you know because November 7th, 8th, and 9th up in the Poconos, Classic R&B Weekend, we want everyone to come out. Those of you that get on the bus at 125th Street, remember part of the proceeds from that goes to the Love Zone fundraiser. We're coming out with none other than, for the first time on the Classic R&B Weekend, we got them. Ray Goodman and Brown going to be in the house, y'all, doing all the hits. Kevin's going to be there. We're going to have books there for you. We bring in all of their friends, Bloodstone, Blue Magic, Black Ivory, the Ebonies, Carl Carlton, the Unifix. Everyone's going to be there.
Woo-wee.
It's going to be a weekend that you're not going to forget. Kev, love you.
Love you too, Maurice.
Thank you, man, for coming through. Thank you for
Thank
this
you.
Project.
Thank you.
Thank you for
me.
Giving the Looped Evangelist fans a lifetime of memories that we can sit back and enjoy, because I thoroughly enjoyed this.
I know. When you called me, you really made me feel good, Maurice. I would say, wow, I was blown away.
I enjoyed this because you wrote this book in a beautiful way. I mean, respect. I mean, and you told so much that we did not know, and there's so much we want to know about Luther.
And there's a lot more that now I'm remembering.
I bet.
It's incredible. I'm kicking myself now, but it's okay.
It's so much, it's man. Right. And it was so amazing.
Thank you.
So amazing. Once again.
Thank God.
Don't forget, if you don't have it, you can get it at mauricewatts.com. You can get it at voicedistributions.com. Those proceeds from those sales goes towards helping to keep WHCR and the Love Zone on the air. Make sure. All right. He's the newest member of Voice Distributions. Welcome to the family, baby.
Hey.
Welcome
come
to
on
the
now.
Family, man. We don't want to go, but we got to get up out of here. Anybody want to say goodnight to Kev?
Oh, they gone.
No, I said anybody you want to say goodnight to.
Oh, yeah. I want to say goodnight to everyone. Y'all have a wonderful night. I traveled from ATL today. I thank God for the safe journey here. We'll be in Mount Vernon on Sunday.
Okay.
It's an outdoor thing there in Mount Vernon. I don't know where, but it's a community thing, and we'll be doing that with the city of Mount Vernon on Sunday if you want to see Ray Goodman and Brown. But I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank God for you. See y'all later.
You got it, KO. Thanks for hanging out with us, baby.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Well, y'all, that's going to do it for yours truly. My man DJ Howie D, he's going to come up here, and he's going to take you out for the remainder of the night. I don't want to go, but you know it's time for this king to leave the building, so I'm going to bid you a fond, fond farewell. Don't forget, this podcast will be posted. I know a lot of you that had technical difficulties is going to be looking for it, but hey, it'll be posted up so that you can play it back. Ronnie got some video. I know he's going to get it to us, and we're going to make it happen for you. Until the next time. Peace, love, and blessings. It's time for this king to leave the building. Good night, y'all.
Oh, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Colonel.
Little girl. I say, would it be the same if I can't help falling in love? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things you know are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good afternoon.